Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
What's up, folks? Bark coming at you at about dusk from the park, just using a Canon V10. Wanted to test this thing out, see how it does. Amazingly, you can plug a dynamic mic into this thing, and the preamp of the mic jack is absolutely fantastic. I actually have to turn it down or else it damn near clips. But the reason I wanted to shoot a little video in the dark, kind of, it's not quite dark, this is doing really well in low light, is the CEO fiasco. So a CEO, I think it was of United Healthcare, was murdered. This is not breaking news. This is, you know, a week ago, maybe more. But I am, I guess I shouldn't say I'm surprised. But dude, the online presence of this event is shocking. I can't really say I'm shocked. It's just like, there's a lot of celebration behind the murder of a man. Now, granted, CEO of a company that's denied more healthcare claims than any other company, bar none, period. But still, it feels like we are on the brink of something. Like, I'm kind of surprised he's the first and only thus far. And then you've got Elon Musk all of a sudden walking around with a kid on his shoulders. Some people are calling the kid a shield. I can't say I totally don't understand that, because Elon Musk to me is a pretty pitiful person. And I mean, I would be scared if I was a rich CEO that had wronged people in the past. I don't know how much Elon's wronged people, but he's wronged enough people. But just in general, like, where is this going? Where did the guy go that committed the murder? Is he on his way to a different destination for a different CEO? Is he hiding? Like, they've got pictures, and it's kind of surprising in 2024 that they can't find this guy. It's been days, three or four days. So I guess, has it been that long ago that this happened? Or maybe the pictures were released 3 or 4 days ago, but the fact that he has not been found is kind of crazy. And it's weird, because in 2024, I would think, you know, between AI and just general photo cleanup and general facial recognition, I am genuinely surprised that this guy's still out there roaming around doing whatever the hell he wants, apparently. But it definitely, I want to say on the fence, but that's not the right terminology. It's a weird thing to not know how to feel, because a lot of people's lives have been ruined over healthcare in the United States of America. And if you think about traditional war, people die in the name of war. People die in the name of oil. People die in the name of all kinds of things that are wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say that one way of thinking is wrong and one way of thinking is right. I'm very conflicted, because I understand both sides of this argument, and I lean more on the side of, like, you know, murdering someone is never the answer. But at the same time, like if you're talking about people who are causing widespread pain and widespread loss and widespread injustice, it makes you think another way. But to make yourself the judge, jury, and executioner is interesting. Obviously, the CEO of this, you know, healthcare company is likely never going to be brought up on any charges. And sorry if you disagree, you know, our next president is a criminal, is basically a mob boss style politician and was a mob boss style businessman. And he's getting away with everything. So it feels like everyone is getting away with everything. And it feels like that is the reason things like this are coming to pass. And maybe this is the end of it. Maybe it was a one and done. Maybe the CEO of that United Healthcare, I believe, maybe the guy who committed this act had a sick wife who had her claim denied. We don't know because we don't know who he is, but maybe there are reasons to this madness, or maybe it's more widespread. Maybe it's more of a bigger plan. I don't know, but it's the way the world has been since 2020, because the pandemic was confusing. 2016 was confusing. You know, we have Trump, pandemic, Biden. All of a sudden, everybody puts out their fuck Joe Biden stickers. It's like the world keeps getting a little bit crazier all the time. And it's just getting, well, I'll say the United States. I don't live, you know, I've never lived anywhere else in the world, but everything's getting crazier all the time. What was it? Is it Syria that just got overthrown? I think. I can't remember. I saw it today. I don't know. Some things I pay attention to, some things I don't. But the fact that everything's just getting that much more crazy, like you can't really predict where things are going anymore. Maybe this is the only CEO. Maybe it's not the only CEO. Maybe there's a lot of disgruntled people out there who have formed some kind of group or coalition. Who knows? I just know it's wild. Like, it is wild. And I think it's respectful to take the high road. I don't know this guy. You know, I do agree that healthcare corporations are the probably largest.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
It's the problem in this country, the fact that we are all bleeding medical bills and bleeding money through the cost of, you know, healthcare through our employer, which is also forcing us to stay with our employer no matter what, our ability to seek out jobs that are better for our lives and that makes us happier is very difficult because healthcare plays a large part in everything. Like, I don't get sick. I haven't been to the doctor. I went for a checkup when I turned 40, like to make sure I was okay. And I was, but I don't really get sick. I've never been in a hospital. I've never broken a bone. Nothing has ever happened to me. I'm like Bruce Willis from Unbreakable, basically. But I still have kids and a wife that I have to worry about as far as their healthcare goes. So I can't just leave my job and go to GameStop. You know, I can't just go do something that seems more fun. I have to do this office desk job and, you know, do what's right to provide for everyone around me. Now, granted, you know, vice versa, my wife has been the one in the past that carried the health insurance. And, you know, it's whichever one of us can get the things that makes the most sense for our family, that's what we do. But I'm pretty stuck right now. And it's kind of fucked up, you know? It's kind of fucked up that I, in part, am at a job that I don't really love for healthcare. And that's what keeps you tied in. You know, that's part of what keeps you tied in. So I don't know. I'm eager to see and hear what information comes out after the fact of all this. I'm eager to know, was this a one-off? Is this a bigger picture? And I'm not saying I'm rooting for one thing or the other either way. What time is it, dog? I'm just like, at the same time, it's like what's done is done. You can't change it. And you almost kind of hope that some kind of revolution starts from this. Like maybe people wake up and realize they're screwing over everyday Americans at every chance they get. I mean, look at the guy that's getting ready to become president. He's fucking selling guitars with American Eagles on them, made in China. You know, it's like every grift, every little dime that the wealthy can get. And a quote I saw today was like, you know, the billionaires 100% rely on the working class, and the working class do not rely on the billionaires. Somehow we need to show that. Somehow we need to make that a thing. Somehow things need to change, because the United States is literally a cesspool of wealthy people grifting every penny they can from us. Now, granted, you could be smarter and decide what to buy and what not to buy, but some things we have no choice, you know, like I'm an Amazon shopper. I don't necessarily want to be an Amazon shopper because that's one of the richest people in the world. I do feel a little better about it considering Mackenzie Scott, his ex-wife, has donated so much money from Amazon to great organizations. God bless her soul. She's one of the only ones I know of that's really pouring massive amounts of money back into people. But Amazon's cheaper and it gets to my house quicker. It's easier. I live way out of town. It's easier to order stuff from Amazon and get delivered than it is for me to make a trip into town. So I have to look at everything that keeps money in my pocket, at least in that sense. Like, yeah, I'd like to stop supporting Amazon. I would love to. Not that they're doing anything terrible, but like, I definitely don't like funding Jeff Bezos's wallet any more than it is, because it doesn't seem like he's doing a whole lot. I do think he has done some things, so I'm not trying to discredit him completely, but I definitely would like to support smaller businesses for some things. But one of the facts of reality is small businesses don't have everything I need. When I need pool shock to close my pool for the winter, I can't just go into a small business in town and get it. There is none here. And I'm not going to drive, you know, there's so much give and take with this shit. It's like, what do? You know? And that's how we're kind of pigeonholed into the situation we're in, just giving our money to the 1%, because the 1% own everything. So who else are you supposed to give your money to? The pandemic closed a lot of businesses that have never came back. So yeah, supporting small business is awesome. I do it every chance I get when I, you know, decide to get takeout. Or if there is a small business in town that, you know, like a record store, I buy my records from a local business. I pay more for them than I would on Amazon, but the experience is one thing. The guy that runs the store is another thing. And the fact that it's local is just great. It just makes you feel better. Yeah, I'll pay an extra $3 or $4 for an album to be able to walk in there and walk out with it and have that nostalgic feeling from the late 90s and early 2000s, buying records from your favorite record store. Or FYE, God rest its soul. But yeah, I want to know your thoughts. Was this the beginning of something? Is this the end of something? Like, what are our thoughts on this whole situation? Because it's interesting. Somebody had some balls and walked out into public and took down a CEO of a major healthcare corporation. Was this a one-off? What does this mean? What does it mean? There's always something to talk about now. And it's like, you want to step away from politics and stuff and not talk about that so much. Well, that's easy, because there's all kinds of crazy shit going on. And I want to know what your thoughts are. And I want to know, do you lie on the side of, like, you know, people rejoicing this act? Or do you lie on the side of it being heinous and terrible? I don't condone taking lives at all. I am also conflicted, though, because from the looks and sounds of things, like, when you're the head of an organization that also takes lives, how are you supposed to feel? Let me know what you think in the comments down below, and thanks for watching another one.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.